I want to thank you guys for tuning into the podcast. I want to thank you for your patience, your support, and understanding. I am using Anchor.fm. I'm actually sitting at my desk working as we speak. So that goes to show you, you can record anywhere. On the podcast today, this is a serious note. So I don't want to shoo-shoo around it. I wanted to talk about fentanyl and the severity of it. In my hometown, there's a young lady that was arrested after her 2-year-old child overdosed on fentanyl. They charged her with negligent homicide and the death of her son, whose name is Mitchell Robertson. Now, she was arrested on Tuesday, August the 2nd, after they determined that her 2-year-old son had died from a fentanyl overdose. And according to the East Baton Rouge Sheriff's Office, Whitney Adrell Ard, I think I said her middle name wrong, I'm not sure, who is 28 years of age, she eventually was charged with negligent homicide and the death of her son, Mitchell Robertson. They arrested her after receiving the result of Mitchell Robertson, her 2-year-old son's toxicology report. And according to the arrest warrant, the coroner's report revealed that Robertson's cause of death was acute fentanyl toxicity, and 14 milliliters of fentanyl was found in the child's blood. The emergency responders rushed him from his home to the hospital on that Sunday, June 26th, where he was pronounced dead shortly after arriving. Now, according to the arrest documents, this is where it gets really tricky, you guys, because the toddler had been previously taken to the hospital twice this year, showing signs of an overdose, and was treated with Narcan both times before being released back into the mother's custody. Now, the arrest warrant indicates that the first incident happened in April when the little boy was taken to the emergency room for breathing issues. And then the second was in June 4th, to be treated for lethargic behavior, acute respiratory failure, and seizures disorder. And was previously arrested on fentanyl, meth, and other drug charges back up in May, the mother. The arrest warrant issued for the death of her child indicated that she told investigators that she was just released from jail on June 24th in connection with the drug arrest. Now, according to the warrant, Art told detectives her mother returned the toddler to her the day after she was released from jail. And she reportedly said that the toddler slept in the bed with her that night, but he woke her up at some point during the night wanting something to eat, so she put a bowl of cereal on the floor for him to eat. That's pathetic. You don't even have enough love for your child when you can't get up in it. Anyway, the document stated that she told investigators that when she awoke the next morning, the toddler was cold to the touch. It also stated that she added, his fingertips, mouth, and tongue were blue, so she took him outside and a friend performed CPR until EMS arrived on the scene and continued to try to resuscitate him. The warrant indicated R, which was the mother, told emergency responders that Tala had a history of seizures. Investigators said a search of the home turned up a clear piece of plastic containing a white powdery residue that was found under R's bed. But later took him. Now, according to the arrest warrant, an interview was done with Tyler's sister on July 6th, and she reportedly said she had seen lots of pills on her mother's bed in the past, and that the little boy ate mom's pills, and when R found out, she whipped him and made him go to bed, but later took him to the hospital. Ain't that fucking disgusting? Authorities said further investigation into the child's death showed that he was treated with Narcan at the emergency room, like I said, in April 12th. The warrant stated he displayed seizure-like behavior, but his EEG was not concerning for seizures per neurology. Seizure medications were not necessary, and he was released into the care of his mother 4 days later. The warrant indicated the little boy was also treated with Narcan on June 4th and released back to the mother 2 days later. It added that she told physician he was his normal self, and when she put him to bed, she noticed abnormal breathing, similar to what had happened in April. Her bail was set at $50,000. She had also had to wear an ankle function and GPS device, ensuring her compliance with the bond condition, according to the officials. DCFS was not immediately able to provide any comment on the issue because at the end of the day, y'all motherfuckers failed this child. Now, fentanyl, for those of you that do not know, is a synthetic opioid typically used to treat patients with chronic severe pain or severe pain following surgery. We used to give it to a lot of our cancer patients as pain patch. We used to give them pain patch. Fentanyl is a Schedule II controlled substance that is similar to morphine, but about 100 times more potent. And under the supervision of a licensed medical professional, fentanyl has a legitimate medical use. Patients prescribed fentanyl should be monitored for potential misuse or abuse. Now, it is possible for someone to take a pill without knowing it containing fentanyl. It is also possible to take a pill knowing it contains fentanyl, but with no way of knowing if it contains a lethal dose. Now, according to the CDC, synthetic opioids like fentanyl are the primary driver of overdose deaths in the United States. Comparison between 12 months ending January 31st, 2020 and the 12 months ending January 31st, 2021. During those period, overdose deaths involving opioids raised 38.1%. My heart hurts for this child. Really, really bad. Because we're supposed to protect our children. We're supposed to make sure they're as safe as we possibly can. We're supposed to love them and nurture them. We're supposed to give them everything that they need and try to give them some of what they want. That's our job. But there are parents that do everything they can to keep their children on the straight and narrow. And for whatever reason, peer pressure, curiosity, they tend to get their hands onto alcohol and drugs. So there are some things on Google that you can Google for free, drugfree.org, that can help parents on how they can protect their children from fentanyl. And there are 5 things that I saw online that parents need to know. First of all, deaths from overdose reach a staggering 100,300 in the 12-month period ended in April of 2021. This represents nearly a 30% increase over the previous time period and was largely driven by fentanyl. Now, there are some people that seek out fentanyl, others unknowingly consume it as heroin, methamphetamines, cocaine. Counterfeit pills, including pain medication, Adderall and Xanax, have been laced with it. And as a concerned parent whose top priority is to keep our children safe and alive, there are some most and more important things to understand about fentanyl. Number one, and I got this off a line, drugfree.org. Fentanyl is 50 to 100 times more potent than heroin or morphine. It is a Schedule II prescription drug, typically used to treat patients with severe pain or to manage pain after surgery. Also, cancer patients use it. It is also sometimes used to treat patients with chronic pain who are physically tolerant to other opioids. In its prescription form, fentanyl is known by such name as Duragesic, Sublimase, ATIC. I think that's how you pronounce it. It's ACTIQ. ACTIQ. So you guys need to be aware of it. Number two, it is relatively cheap to produce, increasing its presence in illicit street drugs. Dealers actually use this to improve their bottom line. And according to a report from the Office of National Drug Control Policy, evidence has suggested that fentanyl is being pressed into pills that resemble oxycodone, Xanax, hydrocodone, and other sought-after drugs, as well as being cut into heroin and other street drugs. A loved one buying illicit drugs may think that they know what they're actually getting, but there's a real risk of it containing fentanyl, which can prove to be deadly. And there are people that are lacing it in marijuana. 3, Narcan, which is naloxone, will work in case of overdose, but extra doses may be needed. Because fentanyl is far more powerful than any other opioids, the standard 1-2 doses of naloxone may not be enough. So when you're calling 911, it's the first step in responding to any overdose. But in the case of a fentanyl-related overdose, the help of emergency responders who will have more naloxone is critical. Learn more about naloxone and responding to opioid overdose. And I'm telling you, we have to be mindful. We have to educate ourselves. We have to be informed on these things. 4, even if someone can tell a product had been laced with fentanyl, it may not prevent their use. Some individuals claim that they can tell the difference between product that has been laced with fentanyl and that which hasn't. I could tell because I ain't taking nothing that somebody else gave me. But overdose statistics would say otherwise. Some harm reduction programs are offering test strips to determine whether heroin has been cut with fentanyl, but that knowledge may not be much of a deterrent to a loved one who just spent their last dollar to get high, because that is a powerful addiction. Drug and alcohol is a powerful addiction, and it takes strength and willpower and help. 5, getting a loved one into treatment is more critical than ever. So if you need help in determining a course of action, reach out to one of the parent specialists with the drugfree.org. I'm telling you, they have a fabulous website that you guys can go into. It breaks everything down to like Nikon and overdose reversal in the event of the opioid overdose, how it can reverse it. They have a prevention and early action, treatment and recovery, how you can get involved, how you can work with them. It also give you a link to about them, explaining them and their work, join their network. You can also connect with them. They also on social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. And then at the bottom of their page, there's a link where it says stay connected, where you give your email and your zip code. And then there's a thing that says by clicking the button, you agree to their privacy policy in terms of conditions. And you submit that and you can actually get updates. You can also contact them for helpline. You can text connect to 55753. Text connect to 55753. You can schedule a call. You can email a specialist. We have to be on it. We have to be woke. We have to be paying attention. We have to ask questions. You know, there are many parents that want to be their children's best friend. I ain't one of them. When my children became a grown-ass person and we grow and connect and get stronger, and then at that point, okay, you my best friend. But as a child growing up to become that independent, strong, intelligent woman or man, I'm your mother. And even as you saying that I'm your best friend as a whole grown adult, I'm still your parent first. And we're never going to forget that. At least I'm never going to forget that. But we need to be on this. There's a 2-year-old life is lost because of their mother failed to protect, to take care, and to keep them safe because of her own addiction, because of her own weakness. And because of her power, to do her first. There's no judgment here, but I'm judging. Your child needed you to protect him. And as a mother, you didn't. You failed him. And you failed his sibling. And I do feel that you need some type of help, that which is true.
But I do feel like karma is real. And you have to be careful of what you do to children. Because God protects children and crazy people. I'm here to tell you. I hope this helps someone. I hope this gives insight. I hope that we continue to educate ourselves. We continue to be informed. We continue to ask those uncomfortable questions. That we continue to check in on our children. Be active. Be active and be alert. Our children is our future. And it's the future of this country, as scary as and bleak as it may look right now. But drugs is rampant. I know people from my childhood, people that I went to school with, have lost their loved ones because of someone else's carelessness. Trusting people that took advantage. Laced drugs and, you know, gave them stuff that they didn't even know that was even in it. The bottom dollar shouldn't be at the cost of our loved ones. And when you are struggling and you are dealing with something as hard as an addiction, sometimes the willpower can take over and it'll win. So let's stay on top of this, guys. Educate yourself on fentanyl, any type of drugs, but fentanyl is the leading cause of death. And I pray that that mother gets the help that she deserves, but I pray that she never walks a day free. And I said what I said. Let me tell you something. Every day I have to deal with my daughter who is with a disability because I trusted a family member with her. And it left her disabled. That family member walks free like nothing happens. And there are family members that feel like they pay for what they've done. And my response to that is, you'll never pay for what you took from her. Not from me, but from her. You'll never know what you took from her. So just imagine these people, loved ones being taken because someone's bottom dollar is, let me lace it with something as strong as fentanyl, and I'm taking these people's lives. Because, hey, you have an addiction. You want it, so I'm going to sell it to you. So I don't care. You don't care. I don't care. That's unacceptable. And it's unacceptable that people can hurt, destroy, and tear up people's life and act like nothing has happened. Act like it's nothing. When it's always something. That's my time, you guys. Thank you for tuning into the podcast. Thank you for all your continuing support. This is Anchor.fm, you guys. You will not be disappointed if you decide to get a podcast, which everybody has a podcast, but I'm just saying. Remember, stay true to yourself. Do not let anyone else's thoughts and opinion dictate who and what you think of yourself. Continue to push to be better every day than what you were the day before. When they go low, we go high like the former first lady. Let your family and friends know that you love them now, because tomorrow is not promised to anyone. Thank you.